You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, I wanted to share something with you. A little back and forth that I had with someone, and I think it applies to many people, and maybe something that they've seen, maybe something they've thought about. I think you'll be able to relate with something that's going on with your son right now.
Okay. Jenner. All right.
But there's this. It's been an email conversation that I've had with a young man who wrote to me originally saying, "I want to write a book, so please give me some tips." And a couple things just right up front. That means the world to me. It's really sweet. I'm not an expert on teaching anybody how to write. I mean, I'm just not. I have a book coming out in a few weeks that'll be my 20th, so I know how to do it, but I'm not necessarily a teacher for that kind of thing. But I wrote back, and here's what I told him. I said, the only tip I can really give you is read like a fiend. I'm very suspicious of people who say, yeah, I never read anything, but I'm going to write a book. And in my head, I'm like, that's how you learn is by reading. That just really is. Anyway, he wrote back and said, yeah. How about some specific tips, though, like on this or setting? I think he said he wanted something, you know, how to be descriptive in your writing. And so finally, I took the time and I wrote back this long piece to him and said, look, here's some tough love, dude. This is total tough love. You're looking for like a YouTube solution to this. You want to write a book and you think that you can watch like a 3-minute YouTube video and figure out how to do it. I said, it takes forever to really get to the point where you're comfortable doing it. And you do it by reading and writing every day, reading and writing every day. Just read every day, write every day. Because what you do today is going to suck. What you do tomorrow will be better. What you do the day after that will be better. And after all of that, I mean, it was a long response to him. Crickets. I didn't hear back. And it, to me, might have meant that I was right. That as soon as I said there is no 2-minute answer to what you want to do, because it takes a while to learn some things. And I wonder how many of our listeners can relate to something like that. Like, your son wants desperately to learn how to play the guitar. Mm-hmm. And he's putting in the work right now to do it. Yeah. Nobody went to him and said, look, if you watch this 2.5-minute video, you will be a guitar whiz.
Right, yeah.
Right?
You got to develop the hand coordination and reading notes. And
it takes forever.
Learning
sometimes.
The sounds, sure. Yeah.
And I just worry that because it's not like in my response to him, I said, this is not like watching a video on how to replace a furnace filter. That's something, right?
Yeah.
That you can watch a 2-minute video and you can kind of do it. All right.
Yeah.
That's good. But I think that lifestyle maybe has spoiled a lot of us so that we want to do a shortcut to everything.
Is it
everything
something that
now
you
requires
blame kind of YouTube for that you can pretty much find whatever you want and you can just attempt it, I guess?
I don't think I would use the word blame because I appreciate that. I use YouTube all the time.
I do too. I finished my basement at my last house by watching videos off of YouTube. Like if I had a question on stud placement and texturing, blah, blah, blah. And I watched it, but then I implemented it and actually did it.
Sure. But I think that's a little bit different. Like what if somebody wanted to be a surgeon? I'm just using extreme examples.
This is extreme, yeah.
But that's something that's going to take years of learning and schooling, right? And we are getting to the point, I think, that we, and myself included, that we're spoiled that whatever we want to learn, we can learn it in 1 minute.
Sure. Yeah, so I can't see somebody going into college reaching out to a surgeon and saying, yo, I need some tips.
Tips. Right.
On how to be a surgeon. And then what is it? It's like, what? You need really sharp knives. There's tip one. You know, it's like, what are they supposed to say? I can see this a lot in the video game community. Just thinking to like back in the day, I was like Dom, a Zelda nerd. And playing those games involved hours and hours of work, getting through puzzles, getting through levels, getting through maps. And I remember going to a Walgreens and buying like a strategy guide so I could shortcut all that kind of stuff. And now,
it worked.
Like I got through it. So that was kind of a shortcut slash tip. But I can see people like nowadays, going back to my son who can't get through a level on a video game, you now have the opportunity to just go to YouTube and watch somebody else do it. And then you go back to your game and you accomplish it. And I feel like there's just not a lot of sense of satisfaction when you do that. When you don't put in the time and the effort and you learn it, you don't feel good about yourself if you figure it out yourself.
That is a great
point. Instead, you're just watching a YouTube video and you're like, okay, now I completed it. There's no satisfaction.
That is a great point. And that's a really strong element to all of this, because if you put in the time to really learn how to do something without shortcutting it, I think it does
feels
give you a
better.
Sense of
you appreciate it. You know, it's the whole
it's a
thing.
Solid
it's like
point, my
if
friend.
Somebody hands you a car or something, you don't feel as good about the car as when you went out and earned your money and saved and then bought a car for yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't feel as good about it. You won't take as good care of it. So,
yeah.
What did you tell this kid?
Well, and the thing
just
is, I don't want anyone to misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not knocking. In fact, I even told the young man, I really appreciate you wanting to learn. I appreciate you wanting to write a book. Good for you. Kudos to you. Keep it up. But I said, this is tough love. You're going to have to put in a lot of time. There are no tips.
Yeah.
And if somebody is selling tips, I think they're just trying to make money off of you. Are there books you can read to improve your craft? Of course there are. Of course there are. I'm not denying that either. But what I'm saying is, if you really want to do something, whether it's write a book or learn how to play an instrument or do something like that, you have to commit to some time behind it. And I think we are an impatient society. That's just my overarching thing is that I think all of us, including me many times, we get really impatient and we want to learn something or know everything about it right away. And if somebody says, no, this is going to take you a few years, you're like, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Forget
don't
it. I'm not going to do
time.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's multiple stories about this, like the kids coming out of college now where they expect to walk into a job where they're making $150,000 a year, boom, right off the bat. And they're just so disappointed and their self-esteem is in the toilet because they got to start out at 30 grand a year and actually work your way up, you know. But that's life, man. That's life.
So I guess the overall thing that I just wanted to talk about was I think we're impatient, and I'm impatient too with a lot of things. I'm not excluding myself from this, but maybe just something for people to think about. It may be something to talk to your kids about. I mean, just when you have little chats with them, it's like, hey, some of the things you want to do in life, you're not going to be able to YouTube it, dude.
It's a great point. Yeah, it's going to involve some hard work.